important. I think that younger guys like Donnell and, of course, you know, when Kenyon Barner was here, he was able to study under Sproles. So now Pumphrey will be one of those guys that kind of study under Sproles. And here's the deal. He has the answers. The cheat sheet is in the room. I don't know how much longer he's going to be there, but you better try to piggyback whatever he's doing. So before he leaves out of here, you better ask him, okay, what have you been doing offseason-wise? How can this help me? So there's some questions there that you need to ask him and get some answers. I'm pretty sure he can help you.
At West Virginia, Wendell, you know, he played in that spread offense. He caught the ball at the backfield. He showed that last year, you know, at this time. Is that something that you guys are going to begin to feature with him? Because he is very capable of that.
Oh, no doubt. When you looked at the film on Wendell Smallwood last year, you saw him line up in slot a little bit. They were throwing him the ball out of the backfield. He had natural hands. He was able to snag the ball out of the air. And I tell you, for this past OTAs, and I tell you, I'm very happy with Wendell. Very happy. I mean, he's came a long way. And that's what you look for in a second year back. You look for the jump. You look for, most people look for a leap. I look for a little jump. And that he's made that jump.
In your time here, Deuce, you've had featured back, you've had the committee approach. How do you make the committee approach work?
It's easy. First, you got to get those guys on the same page. They understand the ultimate goal. So, and you got to teach these guys that they don't know, and you got to help them be fans of each other. And I think that group that's in my room, I think they are. And it starts with Sproles. You know, we'll be on the sideline, no matter if it's practice or in the game. Somebody break a run off. Hypothetically, last year, if Ryan broke a run, you hear Sproles and Wendell, you hear those guys cheering. So they were happy. So that's all a part of being one brotherhood.
How much faster has the tempo been for the offense since it's year two in Doug's game?
It's picked up a lot. And one of the reasons why is simply because they're getting more comfortable with the offense. They're understanding, you know, the language and formations, a lot of that stuff, you know, they had to learn and get used to. So now we're able to pick it up a little more. I think Carson's is a little more comfortable directing people and putting people in certain situations. It's been good.
How much more diverse do you think the run game can be with the additions of LeGarrette and Donnell?
Well, you know, when you look at Sproles first, I think you got to start there. You know, he brings a lot to the table. And then you add those two guys, Pumphrey and, of course, LeGarrette. We know what LeGarrette brings to the table. He's able to come downhill and impose his will, and that's what we want from him. And don't get it twisted. He's able to go in the flat also and catch a few balls and run a few screens. But when you look at what we have in the backfield, of course, Pumphrey and Sproles and LeGarrette and those guys, I think it's a great mixture of speed and power, which you want.
How much do you want to rely on LeGarrette this year? He's never really been the featured back in the offense. He's led this team in carries. He had 1,000 yards last season and 18 touchdowns, but he's never really been the featured guy in an offense.
I want to rely on him a lot. I mean, I want him to be the feature of this offense because I think we can get a lot of things done. And we're built that way. We're built that way with a big back. We got some big receivers. We can attack you deep. We can attack you short. We got some guys that can win on some one-on-one matchups out of the backfield. But I think it's all predicated on the run game. I think you got to run the ball to set that up.
You got a line with more depth than it's had in a while, and you add Blunt to that. Do you expect short yardage to be a strength this year?
Yeah, we expect that to be a strength every year. Of course, you're looking at our line, of course, who's been great. I mean, those guys play hard. And now, like you said, adding depth to the positions, and we can only get better there. Adding LeGarrette now, and you look at our short yardage situation, you give him the ball behind the line that we have, you expect success, and I expect success. Every time we touch the ball, I expect success, not only short yardage. So, you know, we just got to make sure we get LeGarrette in. He's been doing great. He's been doing awesome. I mean, he comes in, he stays after, he wants to know more, he's studying. Once you get on the same page, he's able to feel comfortable. You know, you're going to see the player he was.
Wendell Smallwood said he needed to improve upon last year was blocking third down. I know you can't do much of that now, but what are you expecting to see out of him in year two in that regard?
Yeah, we do a lot of that now. I understand what you're saying as far as not having really pads on. But it's all about strike point, and we work some of those drills in our individual. Being able to move your feet, strike and move your feet, strike and move your feet. I preach that a lot. And he's doing well. And like I said, not to be redundant, I've said it a couple times now, but over the OTAs, I believe that Wendell has been the most improved. He's been out there. You can see how now he's a little more comfortable in the passing game, a little more comfortable with protections, a little more comfortable in the run game. So we're throwing a lot at him, and, you know, he's eating it up.
Can Donnell be
Are you going to have to watch his carries?
I think you just got to be smart. And we were that way with Sproles also. And, you know, you go back and you study Pump when he was at San Diego State. Here's a guy that dotted the I, you know. They didn't just toss it outside. They ran power. They ran counter. So here's a guy that's 175, 176 that's running up in the middle of these defenses. So, and he was able to get a lot of carries and be successful. So we'll understand this is the NFL. We all understand that. It's a chess match, and it's all about being smart and how you use them and how many carries you give them. But, you know, that's the same thing we did with Darren for a while. It's been successful for us.
Can it kind of not help but be able to divide the carries more because you seem to have more options this year in the backfield? Everyone really won't get overworked that you'll be able to split it up pretty evenly.
Yeah, it's all about identity. You know, we got to see who we're going to be. Like I said in the beginning, I want to run the ball and, you know, create that smash mouth identity, and then everything else come off the pass game. I mean, the pass game comes off of that. And we can do that with the backs that we have.
When is that determined? When does a team find its identity?
Well, you can draw a lot of things on paper. I mean, that's easy. Going there, I can draw all kind of stuff on a board. But a lot of that stuff is determined in camp. So when you're out there in the gridiron, and, you know, in those hot, sweaty summer days, and you're out there and you see your offensive line coming off the ball, you see your running backs coming off the ball and hitting holes and, you know, turning 3 and 4 yard runs into 8 and 9 and 10 yard runs, those are exceptional, but you do get them. That's when you started studying the team a little more, and, you know, you kind of come out of that camp and say, all right, this is who we're going to be.
Hey, Deuce, LeGarrette's never been a big receiver. I think he's got like 40 catches in his whole career. How's he been out here, and do you see that at this point in his career is something he can do and can add to his repertoire?
I was talking about earlier, I think he's going to surprise a few people. He can catch the ball. We kind of sent him on a couple wheel routes a couple times. He beat the linebacker. He was open. He catch the ball in the flat. And I would love to get him some screens set up to where he can get that big body going north. He'll scare a few people.
How will Darren's role change this year? He had a career high in carries last year with the additions of Blunt, you know, with Pumphrey in the mix. How will his role change?
It won't. You know, I hate to give you that short answer, but it's the truth. It won't. I mean, you look at a guy who's electrifying, who's been that way throughout his career, still playing at a high level. You know, I'm watching him out here, going back in the film room, watching him. I mean, I'm just making sure my eyes are not playing tricks on me, but this guy is still special. I mean, I guess is he 34 now? 30, mm-hmm. Something like that?
33.
Yeah, still special.
What's it like having a big back, like Blunt, in terms of working with? You haven't had probably anyone that big before.
Right. Oh, it was great. It was great. Like I said, you know, it's all about communication. When I watch certain backs on film, you know, I study to see what they do well and what they don't do so well. And when I was able to watch Blunt when he came through the door, I'm all about communicating to him about how I'm going to get him better. That's what these players want to hear. They want to be coached and how they can get better. So you got to be able to communicate that to them.
Do you think more teams are going towards multi-back attacks? And we saw last year with the Patriots, you've seen it with them for years. You had different receivers at different roles, stuff like that. I know it's kind of like the West Coast offense sort of thing, but do you think that's where the NFL is increasingly going?
I guess. When you look at the Patriots, that's different. You know, they got 12, you know what I'm saying? So you pretty much set that offense up however you want to. And it's about the short, intermediate routes, which are runs in their offense. So they'll throw a little 5-yard flat or one of those 5-yard return routes where he's acting like he's running a shallow and he come out versus man. And basically all that is a run for him. I think a lot of teams is just getting back to the old way of thinking, spreading them and, you know, maybe putting two, if you got two backs on the field that can run routes, maybe put two backs out there and attacking. You know, you're trying to get, it's all about matchups at the end of the day. That's how I study a defense. I want to put my best athlete on their worst, and I want to pick on that guy all game long. That's how I study. So I don't know how other teams do it. Pretty much, I believe we're all on the same page when it comes to that. But it's all about, you know, personnel.
Do you think the fact that they signed a veteran back, they drafted a back, brought in Corey Clement, Wendell's in his second year, do you think that's a sign that running game is going to be a bigger part of things this year than last year when there were some games where Carson was thrown 60 times, 50 times?
Yeah, I think that's a sign. I think that's a sign. And, you know, Carson's able to handle that without a doubt. But you want to be in a position where you can help Carson. And the guys that we have in the backfield can help him. We get back to pounding the ball a little bit, you know, just imposing your will on these defenses, being able to, you know, get blunt out there, you know, in the secondary. I'm pretty sure those safeties would think twice about hitting him. So you want to be able to help Carson, and we got the weapons around him now to help him.